Hello, I'm Maggie Kelleher, a sophomore and social media staffer in the Odyssey Media Group at Clark Central High School, and this is Letters to My Younger Self. In this podcast, students share a letter they'd like to give their past selves, full of advice, warnings, encouragement, and insight into what their future holds. This is Letter to My Younger Self. Dear 12-year-old Maggie, a dog is a man's best friend doesn't even begin to describe your friendship with your dog Raina, who is the same age as you. She is loving, caring, and always by your side. She was with you during the hardest times of your life, and she helped you get through it. When you were 11, you were diagnosed with cancer. Other friends will disappear from your life, trying to avoid the quote-unquote sick kid. Yet Raina is always there for you. Her medium size made her the perfect pillow for you to fall asleep on when you couldn't stay awake because of the radiation. She didn't move much, but you didn't need her to. You just needed her to be there, and she always was. After days spent at the hospital, Raina was there to greet you when you came back home. After surgeries, she was gentle and calm and always there for you. As Raina matures, your love for her will only grow stronger. You will start to notice her decline of energy and how she acts differently as her life approaches its end. She was there for you in a time of your failing health, and now it is time for you to be there for her. You love her so much, and it is obvious that the feeling is mutual. It will hurt so much when you get the news of her passing on July 29th, 2017. Her old age got the best of her after 14 long years. I'm not going to lie to you and say you'll get over it. There will always be a pit inside of you that will miss her deeply. However, there is a way to deal with this so that you can always feel connected to her. You have a bag of dozens of the same style bracelets. Before Dad takes her away, you will put one of these bracelets on her leg and take another for yourself. Wearing this all the time may seem like a pain now, as you've never been much of a jewelry person, but whenever you look down at your wrist, you are reminded of Raina and all the comfort and joy she brought you and your family. Everyone in your family will want a new dog. Like you, they all miss the quiet but comforting clicking and clacking of Raina's paws on the hardwood floor. This is a difficult process, one that will take a while to decide. There is a hole inside of you for Raina, and you want to fill it. But at the same time, it feels as if you are replacing her. You aren't. Eventually, you will find another perfect dog for you. Don't think of this new dog as a replacement. You and your family will always remember Raina. Whenever you are sad about Raina's passing, think of the good times. Think about when she would snuggle up with you. Think about when you comforted each other and each was a friend for the other to lean on. Even though Raina is gone, you will still cherish the moments you had with her. She touched the hearts of everyone she knew, and you touched hers too. She deserves all of your love, so don't hold back. Love from your 16-year-old self. This has been A Letter to My Younger Self with Maggie Kelleher. I hope you enjoyed it.